Good day, ladies and gentlemen. This is Alan Chapple, Director of Corporate Communications at Rain Carbon Incorporated. Welcome to the Rain Industries Limited earnings discussion for the second quarter of 2023. With me on the call today are Mr. Jagan Reddy Nellore, Vice Chairman of Rain Industries Limited, Mr. Gerard Sweeney, President of Rain Carbon Incorporated, and Mr. T. Srinivasa Rao, Chief Financial Officer of Rain Industries Limited. Following the earnings presentation and management commentary that we released on August 4th of 2023, we've been receiving questions from certain investors and analysts regarding industry developments and the status of our expansion projects. Accordingly, Rain Management will be addressing those questions. Before we begin, management would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature, and that they could be affected by certain risks and uncertainties. The company's actual results could differ materially from such forward-looking statements. We'll now start the discussion. Jerry, the first question is with regard to our operating performance during the quarter ending June 2023. How did we generate adjusted EBITDA in our normal range despite reduced volumes and prices in the carbon segment?
Thank you, Alan. There are a combination of factors that contributed to the continued stable performance of the carbon segment during Q2. First and foremost was the timing of the drop in prices for both CPC and coal tar pitch due to changes in the Chinese market that enabled us to renegotiate our raw material prices in the distillation business very quickly to protect our margins. Additionally, our Q2 performance benefited from our usual seasonal demand for a few of our advanced material products. In the calcination business, where we carry larger raw material inventories, we had the majority of our U.S.-based sales prices set for the entire first half prior to the market adjustment. So we had those prices locked in for the majority of our Q2 volumes. In India, we did have to renegotiate a majority of our sales prices and felt more of a squeeze of the price drop and resultant margin loss. That is why we had the large NRV adjustment in Q1 in the segment. I do want to elaborate, however, on the macro dynamics of our carbon segment that allow us to manage our margin. The carbon business model is based on being a converter of industrial byproducts into key raw materials for major industries. We play a specific role with both our suppliers and our customers that allows us to pass on costs to a certain extent. This provides us the ability to keep raw materials and sales prices within a certain spread of each other. This is not automatic, however, as there has been in the past and will be in the future times where the reset of our margins will take some time. It usually lasts a quarter or two to reset our margins.
Thanks, Jerry. The next question is whether we've increased our usage of alternative raw materials this year. Also, is it benefiting us in a meaningful way if we've done so? And then finally, has the ACP plant in the United States been fully commissioned, and when is the second ACP plant in India going to be constructed?
The use and benefit of alternative raw materials is based on the economics of these raw materials. With coal tar pitch prices very high over the last 2 years, we have benefited from the use of alternative raw materials in the distillation business. On the topic of ACP, the plant in the U.S. is completed and commissioned. I would remind you, however, that ACP is a brand new technology, and as such, we're still very much on the learning end of this production unit. We are, in fact, making some changes to the production line during the second half of this year to improve the throughput volumes and quality of the facility. As explained during the management commentary for our Q2 performance, we are waiting for the results of vigorous industrial testing being conducted by some smelter customers to confirm the technical viability and performance of our calcined ACP product to determine the actual reduction in CO2 footprint by using calcined ACP in their anodes. At the same time, we are working on improving the productivity of our ACP manufacturing and optimizing operating costs. The U.S. ACP plant operations should be stabilizing over the coming quarters. We will start the installation of the second ACP plant in India only after the operation of the U.S. plant is stabilized and fully functioning.
Thanks, Jerry. Turning to the HHCR facility in Germany, what's the current utilization of that plant, and what is the expectation moving forward?
During the second quarter, we restarted our HHCR plant. As with any other large production facility, there has been an initial stabilization period as we have brought the plant back into full operation. We expect to achieve approximately 20 to 25% capacity utilization during this third quarter, and by the end of the year, expect to be in the 30 to 40% range. We would then continue to ramp up production throughout 2024 to achieve 80% capacity by early 2025. In addition, as we mentioned during our management presentation, two of the four HHCR producers in Europe have permanently closed their facilities, significantly reducing the locally made volumes of these pure and ultra pure resins in the market. With less competition in Europe, our plant's location in Germany gives us a logistical advantage compared to Asian producers when selling to European consumers and supplying them with just-in-time molten product.
Thanks, Jerry. Staying in Europe, what is the energy situation there, and where do we think it's headed?
As mentioned in our last call, as well as in our presentation, we are benefiting from more stabilized energy prices in Europe, enabling us to restart some idled production and returning the advanced materials business to profitability. With regard to the future of the energy situation in Europe, we feel Europe as a whole is in a much better position today than it was a year ago. And while we could see energy price spikes during the winter months, we do not think they will be nearly as drastic as they were a year ago.
Thank you, Jerry. Now, we now have a few questions for Jagan. The first question is related to the Vizag calcination plant. With the initial allocation of RPC completed for the 2023-2024 period, will the company be restarting the second kiln of the Vizag plant, which was closed in April of 2022, as notified by the company to the stock exchanges?
Thanks, Alan. As a reminder, Director General of Foreign Trade, in its initial allocation for fiscal year 23-24, only allocated 1 million tons of RPC, or green petroleum coke, out of its annual total allocation of 1.4 million tons. So we do expect further allocations from DDFT for the year based on certain clarifications to be provided by the Honorable Supreme Court, apart from any eventual reallocation of RPC volumes, which are yet to be surrendered by other calciners similar to earlier years. Furthermore, we also expect to continue to procure additional RPC from the domestic refineries. Hence, we will take a learned decision on the startup of the second kiln after considering all the facts at the appropriate time.
Thanks, Jagan. Moving on to the next question, when do we expect resolution of legal cases filed with the Supreme Court in India?
The government's long-awaited national standards for emissions for the calcination industry in India was issued by the Environmental Ministry in June 2023 in accordance with the directions issued by the Honorable Supreme Court. Those standards will take effect in mid-2025. With rains, flue gas desulfurization systems that remove at least 98% of sulfur dioxide emissions already installed at our Vizag and SEZ plants, the pollution control systems on our calcination facilities already exceed the pending new environmental requirements. As we have said in our previous calls, we believe our SEZ shaft calciner should not be subject to raw material import restrictions since it is located in a special economic zone and since it was developed to cater to export markets. We are seeking clarification from the Honorable Supreme Court in this regard and are awaiting their decision.
Our next question to Jagan is on the cement segment. Over the last 2 to 3 quarters, the contribution from the cement business has been lower. Can you shed some light as to when we expect that business to return to normal?
As mentioned during our earlier presentations, cement demand continues reasonably strong in South India. Although the second quarter performance has been negatively impacted due to the inflated cost of fuel, the good news is that fuel prices are coming down precipitously, which should positively impact the performance of our cement segment in the coming quarters.
Thanks, Shagan. Moving on, what is the current status of refinancing of the debt and the potential impact on the interest cost?
In mid-August 2023, we completed the refinancing of our long-term debt to push out the maturities to 2028 and 2029. Our 390 million euro Term Loan B was amended and extended to October 2028. We also paid down approximately 36.5 million euro of its principal, leaving a balance of approximately 353.5 million euro. On our second lien notes, $30 million of principal was paid off, and $450 million of new second lien notes was raised, and with a maturity in September of 2029. Those funds were used to pay off the existing notes. This leaves us with a balance on the second lien notes due in April of 2025, approximately $50 million, which we expect to pay off with future cash flows prior to the maturity. As interest rates around the world have been rising as central banks work to tame the inflation, it was inevitable that borrowing costs would increase. While the refinancing increased our average borrowing cost from approximately 7% to 10%, it was important to extend the maturities on our debt before any macroeconomic issues made the refinancing tougher. The net impact on account of the increased interest rates will be over $25 million per annum. Our current target is to reduce the high-cost debt at the earliest available opportunity. That includes plans to repay the debt partially.
All right, thank you. Why couldn't we go for an equity fundraise, either in India or through an IPO of the carbon business, to meaningfully reduce our debt and cost of borrowing?
While an equity issue is always an option, the board felt that we should not raise equity when the market conditions are not favorable. Further, with falling prices for both raw materials and finished goods, we expect a reduction in our working capital, which had been built up materially over the last 2 years. As those funds are released from our operations, they can be used for debt reduction going forward.
Thanks, Shagan. Our final set of questions are for Srinivas. First one is, how are sanctions impacting the business in Russia?
Thanks, Alan. We do not import any products into Russia or export any major products from that country. Accordingly, the sanctions have not impacted our business materially there. We are doing whatever is required to ensure full compliance with the regulations in the United States, Europe, and in Russia.
Thanks, Srinivas. The next question is, with our interest costs set to increase, what steps can we take to ensure our profitability grows at the net profit level?
The need to be cost-effective in all that we do is always an important criteria, and always we keep it as a key focus for the company. We will continue to look for ways to reduce fixed cost and optimize the utilization of our excess cash balances. We were fortunate that the good performance during the past 2 years enabled us to pay down a portion of our debt to limit the amount of debt which was required to refinance at today's high interest rates. The good news is that our major capital investments are largely completed. The HHCR plant in Germany, the vertical shaft calciner in India, and our anhydrous carbon pellets production facility in the United States. We are focusing on optimizing the performance of these recently completed expansion projects, which would cover the increased interest cost due to refinancing.
Okay, thank you, Srinivas. So we have one final question. With the refinancing completed, what are the plans for the cash that will be generated from the business?
Alan, as mentioned in our earlier calls, our immediate goal is the reduction of debt, considering the increase in interest costs. Whatever cash is released from working capital release in the business, we will be utilizing to reduce the debt and reduce the interest costs going forward.
Very good. Thank you, Srinivas, Jagan, and Jerry. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes RAIN's management Q&A session for the second quarter of 2023.